Sometimes you think that you've got this whole life figured out, and then it changes on you and you fall right back down. Try so hard to fight it, you cannot deny it anymore. Makes you more insane. So stop, turn around and face it. Though it won't be easy, embrace it. Find out what you need right now before you hit the ground. When you know the end of the story, why even wonder? Take a shot, dance around, grab a book, settle down. Get it out of your head, gotta get it out of your head. As you try so hard to fight it, you cannot deny it anymore. And running away just makes you more insane. So stop, turn around. Face it, though it won't be easy, embrace it. Find out what you need right now while you still have time. Once you're gone, you can never rewind. Don't be scared to be you. Let laughter and love get you through. Realize you can face it, though it won't be easy. Embrace it, find out what you need right now before you hit the ground. Can face it, though it won't be easy. Embrace it, find out what you need right now before you hit the ground.
And that was Kerry Williams with the song Face It, which you wrote. That's your song.
That is mine.
And we have a few local singer-songwriters in the studio with us today on Talkin' Music. Sam Hart is here. Kerry Williams, who you just heard, and Gustavo Brett. And you're all part of an event, really, that's called the Songwriters Alchemy.
Yeah.
And so that's one song that one of you is going to cover. Of Kerry's. So yeah. You're hearing the originals. Yes. You're going to hear the original songwriters sing their own song today on Talkin' Music. And then if you go to this event, I'll let Sam kind of explain how this works.
Yeah. This is a really fun project. My friend Justin Thompson told me about this event where he got singer-songwriters together and they learned to cover each other's songs and then played them for each other the first time. And it sounded like so much fun. I tried to do it with him and our schedules never worked out. And I thought, I'm just going to go do this. And so I got a group of songwriters together and we tried it at the beginning of the year and I had so much fun. I got hooked. So this is the second time I'm doing this project. And basically what happens is I invite three other singer-songwriters who've all got their own originals they've created, and we all get together and we spend a day picking songs of each other's. We choose one of each other's songs to take and cover in whatever way we see fit. And the only rule is there's no rules. You just can't play them for each other before the event. So we've all been working.
You can even change the lyrics.
You could change the lyrics. I mean, at some point it wouldn't be a cover anymore. But if there's...
Right.
So in one of the songs that I did on the first round, a woman who's covered my song, Janine, covered my song, and she cut one of the last verses in half and turned it into a bridge and like added words. And it was great. I thought it was awesome. And I just decided let's not constrain it in any way. What we agreed was anything that was done like with good intentions, we were fine with.
How fun, too, to see your song done a different way. But also, it could be, you might not like it.
Right. That's part of, well, that's kind of part of the theater of what people will be coming to see this Wednesday, May 2nd at the Cirque, right? Is if you come down there, you're going to see us play these songs for each other for the first time. And you get to watch the artist experience their art being reshaped and recreated.
So bring a camera and take pictures of our faces.
Yeah. And I'm a little concerned about that because I myself feel like I feel like a parent of the songs that I write. And I feel like I'm letting my daughters go out for their first date with with a bunch of heathens.
So who's taking Carrie's song out on a date? Who's taking that song?
Ooh, I like that question.
Who's playing
Face It? I just called you guys.
Maybe that was David. Who's taking me out on a date? I mean, my song.
Maybe David's playing Face It. Is he?
Yes, David is playing Face It.
Oh, right. And so David's also going to join you. David Connolly. And he's a new singer-songwriter in town. Yeah. So that'll be great.
Fresh meat.
Hope he treats your song right. You know, gets her home on time.
I'm excited.
No, there is really an element of that. Like,
that's awesome.
We were talking about that the last time I did this. You kind of give your creation to someone, and it's the way it is your child. It's, you know, an intimate thing that you've created, and that's one of the reasons that I love the alchemy term in the title is because, you know, we're trying to turn it into gold, and I sort of feel like we're already starting with a kind of gold and turning it into a different, right? Because the things that other songwriters have created, I already adore. If I
chose
the song to cover,
it's because
I liked it. So we're
taking gold and putting it in little bottles, and then like.
Reinventing it as our own version.
Blocks and all the different transformations of gold.
It's been very, I've never felt this way about songwriting before.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a long time and integrating these guys' songs into my being has been really extraordinary. Yeah. Honestly, it's been a total trip for me.
It's cool because I'm sure as a songwriter, you want to do it justice, too, because you know what it feels like to put something out there like that. I was wondering if you could each tell me, and we'll start with Sam, the first song that you covered. What was the first song that you sat down when you started playing music and being interested in being a musician?
I don't remember what the first one is, but I remember the first one that I really just kind of like took carte blanche and decided to do what I wanted, and it was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And I used to try and play it just like she did with the same guitar lick and everything, and after a while I gave up trying to emulate her style because I kind of felt something else as I played, and the awesome part was the crowd liked it more. It was more authentic me expressing that kind of thing, but that there was a bit of a pivotal moment where I took that song and I've played it several different ways, but I found that bringing my own element of creation to these songs was a way to put my own spin on it and have it feel authentic me and do justice to the originals.
Yeah.
But there's this whole added level of, like, we know each other really well. Like, I know some of the stories these songs were written about. I know the person and how it affected their life. And there is this extra...
I love this song I'm going to cover.
Yeah, there's this extra level of commitment and dedication. Like, I want to do a good job because I want them, you know, to feel like I honored what their creation was when we started.
Yeah.
Well, I've fallen in love with all three songs.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. I'm not blown. I've fallen in love with them. So that's a trip to take someone else's song, do what you're going to do with it, and then become so close to it. And it started out for me when I first started working on stuff. I'd start with David's song, and I was like, what am I gonna, like, I can't do this. Like, there's nothing I can do here with this. I can't play this like David. I can't. And then I just did this one little change, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing blooms out. And that's happened with all three songs.
Right, and that's another thing is we're going to hear the stories behind the songs, but I won't get into that today because I want people to come and hear the stories behind the songs at the event, which is taking place on Wednesday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Cirque.
Yeah.
And Carrie, what was your first song that you kind of got obsessed with and had to do your own version?
That's a really hard question. I used to be super shy, which is one of the reasons I'm kind of obnoxious to push people to get past that little shell, because Sam's like, yeah,
I haven't ever noticed that.
Of the year. So I used to be such a shy person, and I come from a really musical family. And my brother was a whiz on guitar. My dad was one of the town, you know, guitar players and singers everywhere. And I grew up in small town, South Texas. So, you know, it was just something that I did never think I could do. And even though everybody pushed me and encouraged me, it wasn't until I was in college up at A&M and a bunch of friends talked me into joining a Johnny Cash cover band because they had a June Carter, but she wasn't able to make the first show. And I just dove into that, went to their house for like the audition tryout and just kind of closed my eyes and wailed on some Jackson with this guy that I had just met, who's now one of my good friends. And I feel really bad. They ended up kicking out the old June Carter, the original.
Oh.
And so I became the June Carter for 3 years in college. So I guess I'd have to say like my first cover that I really dove into was Johnny Cash and June and the Carter Family stuff. But before that, I was just singing with my door shut at 14 in my room and paying attention to the door, because if it cracked open, I would just like it off.
What did you notice about June? What makes June stand out?
The one thing that I've always said about June is that my parents didn't really listen to Johnny Cash and the Carter Family or anything like that. But when I dove into it, I started finding any sort of video clip that I could find on June Carter. And just like learning about her, studying about her, and was reading a Carter Family book. And I realized, holy crap, like this is me a long time ago, not that long ago. But what I've told people is we get along, we're kind of the same person. I danced around and told cheesy jokes, and the only real difference was that I had to wear more dresses. Mm-hmm. So playing guitars and being goofy just kind of went hand in hand.
Came naturally.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I came out with music, not being myself. It was easier to hide behind being somebody else. So
right.
Then years later, when I was actually being pushed to sing my original songs I'd written from back in college, like as me, it was like starting over with nerves all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't hide behind June anymore.
I couldn't. I still told the same jokes.
Right.
But
that works. What about you, Gustavo?
I really wouldn't. I'd have to guess. I'd have to say probably just some Greg Brown if I had to think about it.
Yeah.
But it's been so long, it's hard for me to recall.
Mm. Greg Brown, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would think you'd start with metal. Since...
Yeah, I was playing some metal back in high school. So it's, but that's like. Like, I barely remember yesterday, so trying to think of the first metal song I was always writing originals because I was not musically inclined,
mm-hmm.
and so learning songs was really hard for me because I didn't know how to do it, and so really kind of since the beginning I was a writer.
Mm-hmm. Doing your own stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Very cool. Well, what are we going to hear next? I think Sam... We're going to hear your original, which will be covered
by
at this event. Okay, great.
Yeah. Watching the way you move. Mischief on your feet is just right. If I can get my way, you'll be by my side. And oh, and by the way, then I can't hide. I feel like an animal in my blood, like an animal. Ain't up to no good. Like
like an animal deep inside my bones, and all this animal wants to take you home, take you home. I can't even think when you smile that way. Will I put my drink? Come my way, we'll spread a little mischief eyes. I'm gonna see, I can see through your disguise. I feel like an animal, fire in my blood like an animal. Ain't up to no good like an animal. Deep inside my bones, this animal just wants to take you home. And I'm starting to think when you don't look away, you're on the brink. I'm feeling the same, feeling the same way, like an animal, fire in your blood, like an animal. I'm sure you understood, like an animal. Inside your eyes, this animal has got me hypnotized. Feel like an animal, deep inside my bones, like an animal. Ain't up to no good, like an animal. Fire in my blood, and all this animal wants is to take you home. Take you home.
Damn.
Yeah,
there you go.
That is a sexy song.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's pretty romantic, too.
It was kind of hard to be with when I wrote it. Like, yeah. Imagining playing it in front of people, I was like, okay, yeah, no, like, this is a real thing we all go through, but it is kind of like, it's a little steamy.
It's a little vulnerable, a little revealing. Yeah, and that was Sam Hart with his song Animal.
It was weird because when we were gathering together, he said, we were kind of sharing songs that we thought each other might like, and he said, there's something about this song that when I play it, it reminds me of Gustavo, and then he winked at me.
Oh, I love sitting in the middle of you boys.
Still waiting for him to pick up on the hint.
Covering that song.
Right, I know. What did you love about that song, Gustavo, too? What made you want to jump on that one?
It has the word bone in it. I think that was mostly what...
That's where it started, Sam. But it got deeper after that. He played it. I like the smokiness of it.
Yeah.
I like singing songs about sex. It felt right.
Yeah. Good match.
The smokiness of it. Yeah, that was kind of what had me thinking about. And there's like, it's a lower song for me. A lot of times, like, I end up usually changing the key and taking it up a little higher because, like, when I perform live, like, those kind of lower parts of my voice, they're not as pronounced. And I don't normally sing down there. And it was like, I'm a little more ground and kind of boomy.
Yeah.
And felt a little more gritty.
Gustavo,
that was
too.
A little more Gustavo.
Say,
yeah. Gustavo's always been like raw. When you perform, and it felt like that song was a little more raw than some of the stuff. Like, a lot of the stuff I write is either like, my heart's broken, or I love you and isn't everything great.
Tragic romantic.
And this was like, there's this animal urge, this like passionate
tragic
thing.
Romance.
Yeah.
Leonard Cohen could sing that song.
I feel like an animal.
You guys are like the Poncho and Lefty of acoustic romantic ballads.
Yeah, we're all, there's a personality chart called the Enneagram, and every singer-songwriter is pretty much a four. We're known as the tragic romantics, and we're falling in love, and then we're tortured when we...
Except my version of it's sadder.
Right.
Emotional masochism.
I could agree with that after talking to so many of them. Yeah, they can fit into that category. And if you're just joining us, I'm here with three local singer-songwriters, Carrie Williams, Sam Hart, Gustavo Brett, and they're all going to be part of an event that's happening on Wednesday, May 2nd at the Cirque in Paonia at 7:30 p.m. It's free.
It's free?
And
what?
It's called the Songwriter's Alchemy. And it's the idea is that they're taking original songs and they're handing them over to another local musician to cover it, basically, and reinterpret it if they wish.
Mm-hmm. Twist and turn.
Yeah, changes are actually kind of encouraged. Like I don't think any of us want to sit there and listen to any of us like reproduce exactly what we did and play us our song back. Like it'd be neat and it'd be impressive that you mastered like the way that we delivered it. But I find it way more interesting to hear the way that people changed. And
it's awesome how not intimidated you guys are to sing my stuff, because I've been songwriting since, I guess, 2006 is when I first really started writing stuff back in college. And as I got a little bit bigger and then started doing music in Texas and stuff, I've tried to get so many of my friends to cover my stuff because I've been covering their stuff and like they won't touch it. Like it's going to shock them or something. So.
I think that song that you sang, which was the first song we heard on the show today, Face It, to me that seems like you could, that's like a pop song or a country song. I mean,
it's really good.
I just, the lyrics are very accessible and everybody's been through that and you can grab right onto it, and you have a beautiful voice. So
Thank
it was great to hear you sing that song,
There's
too.
A funny story about that song. Like, Carrie and I used to date a couple years ago. We dated for a few months, and we broke up, and I was all heartbroken. And I actually, like, listened to that song a bunch of times. Like,
no.
It really helped me get over it,
you
right?
You never told
it
was me like, that?
I know.
Wow.
It was kind of weird. Like, hey, I listened to your
That's
CD
great.
Like 1,000 times
I think I'm
to
blushing.
Help me get over like
danced around in a ballerina outfit to her picture.
No, I'm not a good dancer. I would have fallen over. I just sat there.
I don't remember that being accurate. You're a pretty good dancer. That's awesome. And that song, touching base on what you said, that song, I've gotten a lot of feedback from that song. And that's what it was to me when I wrote it. I was training for my first marathon. I was engaged at some point and then... realized that I was in love with the woman that I had met. And so it wasn't really like a coming out song. It was more like on this run that I was running away from town, living in McAllen at the time. I just realized, what are you running from? Like, you need to not get married. Obviously, life is changing for you, and just go along and embrace it. And so I ended up turning around at the stop sign, running back home, picking up my guitar without even taking my shoes and stuff off. And the song just spilled out. And my mother used it for my coming out song. So it technically didn't have that meaning for me, but then it did because it had that meaning for her. And it's had a lot of interesting, awesome meanings from different people that just, it enlightens me every single time I play it for myself and for people.
Well,
so it's
there
cool.
is that moment where you realize you do have to face something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's always like, oh, I guess there's no getting out of this. Mm-hmm. I got to go there.
Yeah.
So I can see how it would... apply to a bunch of different situations and kind of get you a little bit psyched for that. Like, let's do this. Let's
take a shot,
it.
Dance around, man.
Yep.
Let's go.
All right. And we have time for one more song. Again, you're going to hear the original, sung by the original songwriter.
Yeah.
And this is Gustavo, and he's going to sing Here to Please.
Something I could say, you might hear me sing. There's something I could do, so you might know my name. It's foolish and it's true, still got a thing for you. Just can't shake, oh no. You're such a sliver of light, sweet old soul. You're the twinkle in my eye, the thirst I've known. Can you feel my pounding rain. Am I such a mystery to your sunrise? Show me something sweet and gentle. Let me know your hungry, wicked needs. You let me taste your lips, your tongue, your navel, your bittersweet mystery. I'm here to please. I'm here to please. I've been searching for your loving almost all of my life. Been stranded in the darkness, stumbling for the light. Oh, you know the story, the hide and seek, the answers, they're sad. But it doesn't stop the rush, the electricity doesn't stop me from wanting to get down on my knees and bow to your body, the primal scream. Goddess finds release. You show me something sweet and gentle. You let me know your hungry wicked needs. You let me taste your lips, your tongue, and your navel, and your bittersweet mystery. I'm here to please. I'm here to please. I'm just the orphan, just the jester, sugar cane and ravens. You're never gonna guess that somehow we are perfect. Somewhere there's a path to be free. I said the dance of life is endless, and death is just a chance to grab a hold of the reins and let the infinite dance with our interconnection. I need to behold the thump of your rhythm, the taste of your songs. If there's something I could say, let you know that I see your truth and think it's beautiful. There's not much more to say with words, rhymes, and pain. Oh, if you only knew that I weep like the willow, and I'm falling like the rain, and I'm busted up and broken from this universal rage. But none of that matters, 'cause all I wanna do is to be so close to you. You show me something sweet and gentle. Let me know your hungry wicked needs. You let me taste your lips, your tongue, and your navel, and your bittersweet mystery. 'Cause I'm here to please. Said I'm here to please. Yeah, baby, yeah, I'm here. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm here to.
Yeah, that was great. So you guys are such exceptional songwriters. It's going to be so cool to see what you do with each other's work.
Right. And you can tell we have a lot of fun with each other, too. There'll be even more of that with David in the group. He's lively as well.
Yeah, definitely a star lineup, local lineup here at the Songwriters Alchemy, which is taking place Wednesday, May 2nd, 7:30 p.m. at the Cirque.
Come on down.
Yeah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Ellie.
So much. Yeah, thanks. Thank you. All right.